This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Klaus Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I mentioned the website too, by the way, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can check out today and previous shows podcast. You can also sign up there for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which I do believe I got yesterday. Joining us this morning, CJ and Malia, both from Klaus Financial. That went out yesterday, or was that on... Yeah, yesterday was Wednesday, or was that Tuesday those went out? It was yesterday.
I don't know. They come out every week, and that's why we're going to quiz you on it right now.
Excellent. And I read it each. I make sure to – and it's such a cool thing, by the way, and I know we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but for people who are saying, oh, well, you know, I sign up for these things, and it ends up being spammy and a lot of useless information sometimes – Your Market Pulse newsletter, it's literally once a week, it's one page, and it's literally just that, it's kind of like, you know, you look at the head coach of a football team like Mike McCarthy kind of having that playlist in front of him, which is kind of a quick snapshot of everything that's going on. It's really, really convenient, really, really nice to just kind of have that information. And again, it's a really, really cool service you guys provide, and it's easy to get signed up at klausfinancial.com. As you heard, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget to listen closely to this week's program. We'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in the show. Before we get rocking and rolling and talking about emergency savings, let's look back last week. One of the things we've started doing is going over and reviewing the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well as the answer. What was last week's question and answer?
So last week's question was, in 2017, how much can a person who's under 50 contribute into a traditional IRA if they have $35,000 of working income? And the correct answer was, you can contribute up to $5,500. And if you're over 50, $6,500. So the correct answer was the $5,500. And we appreciate all of you who listen every week.
And we will have a new Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up this week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card from Cracker Barrel. As I mentioned a little earlier, a little pro tip here is listen closer to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. So today, we're going to be talking about emergency savings and beyond. And I think, of course, you're trying to help us understand this is an important part of planning, isn't it?
It is. You know, we talk every week about really getting in the thick of retirement planning, and many of our clients listen to that, or, you know, people thinking about retiring, and they're saying, okay, I want to put all my money into my deferred comp plan at work, my 401k, my IRA. And what we find is they come up a little bit short when we ask them the question, now, how much is in your emergency savings? I mean, they've really been listening to us about the retirement savings, but sometimes we're missing the big stuff. And the big stuff today is really talking about emergency savings and giving some people the some practical guidelines to how they need to accomplish this. So the nuts and bolts of this is we'd like to see people in their cash reserve have about 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. And ideally, we'd like to see 1 to 3 years worth, depending on your age and income. And that seems a little extreme, but I can guarantee you there's people of all ages out there who perhaps lose a job unexpectedly. They go looking for a job, and the job doesn't come quite as quickly as they hope. And I personally know people have been out of work 1 or 2 years trying to find a similar position to what they had. And, you know, even 6 months worth of unemployment, because obviously if you're on unemployment, it doesn't pay well, but add that up over a year's time, that could be pretty devastating to your retirement plan. So we really want people to understand that, you know, you grew up understanding you were supposed to have a rainy day fund, so to speak, and that really is important, because it just takes one broken water heater, a few things like that, and you really do get derailed.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's all one word, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442 442- 5637. Don't forget you're setting up an appointment at Claus Financial. It's not going to cost anything for that initial get to know you kick the tires appointment. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. Talking about getting ready for retirement and of course the emergency savings as well. And that's an important factor in planning. So what should we be doing that a lot of us maybe are overlooking right now? What's some advice for people?
Well, so what we're talking about, now is really where do you get that disposable income to put into your savings plan? So what we're suggesting is you maybe perhaps need to take a step back. And we do see this. We see extremes. We see people with way too much money sitting in savings, or we see people with really robust 401k plans and nothing in savings. So the way we'd like to see you accomplish this would be back off on the retirement savings so that you can start accumulating a little bit into your after-tax savings bucket. And, you know, it's just a process. It's just making sure that that deposit that goes in on a monthly basis into your own bank account, maybe you need to redo your 401k amount every single month and just have it transferred directly into your savings. So whether it be $500 or $1,000, just set up a systematic way of making sure that ends up in your savings account.
Do banks offer an option for that, for something that, you know, when you're doing things like direct deposit, is there a way also to schedule an automatic transfer, you know, every week or every month or, how, you know, bi-monthly or whatever to transfer?
Yeah,
so is that an option?
Most of our listeners are very tech savvy. Mm-hmm. Setting that up is not too difficult to do. You can even, like I said, do it directly. Money that's going into your 401k, you may just trim that back somewhat and make sure that your monthly deposit into your own checking account, a piece of that goes directly into your savings account. So it's not difficult to set up. It's just go ahead and set it up. That's the hard part.
Yes, get started on that. And it as we talk on this show, now is definitely the time to do that while it's fresh on your mind. Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus joining us this morning from Claus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, ClausFinancial.com, the website ClaasFinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And Malia, when you were talking a little earlier about kind of taking a little from maybe retirement or that percentage that right now is going to retirement to kind of build that up temporarily, you should be, of course, have some type of idea in mind and budget, just like anything else when you're putting stuff together in the household, shouldn't you?
Exactly, because sometimes people think that if they're putting it into savings, like they're spending the money. You're just literally changing it from one pocket to the other. Mm-hmm. So you're paying yourself first. And we looked at some recent data collected by the Federal Reserve in June 2017. They said that the average American household that has a savings account today has a median balance of $5,200. They have an average balance of $33,000. But really what we're looking at is we want to make sure that you have at least the median balance here, folks. We need a little bit of emergency cash flow. So make sure you're doing that. And, you know, we never hear people having usually too much as a safeguard.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus joining us from Claus Financial. You can find them online, ClausFinancial.com. That's Claas Financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Obviously, it's good to have that money, that liquidity there. Obviously, though, there's a point where you put too much and you're not really doing anything with that money. We'll find out and get some insight from our retirement planning for professionals from Claus Financial as Money in Motion continues next, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, our friends from Claus Financial, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas this morning. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Claus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. We'll tell you how you can win that again coming up in the next segment. But don't forget that number as well, because it's not going to cost you anything to sit down with the folks at Claus Financial, that initial get-to-know-you appointment. complimentary. It's free at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Before the break, we were talking about some of the statistics and some of the percentages of people that are saving and how much they are saving. Do we get into a kind of a tough spot? So we put together this rainy day fund, but at some point, you don't want to put too much in because you don't want to be losing or missing out on opportunity for growth. So what should we be thinking about when we're kind of putting that fund together?
Yeah, so Malia is exactly right as she talks about building up a rainy day fund and really us not running very often, at least, into finding that people have too much. It happens occasionally, and it is important for us to discuss this, but to Malia's point earlier, the first thing to do is to identify your need to have an emergency reserve. Furthermore, sometimes people will build up an emergency reserve, but they'll forget about their vehicle replacement fund, or they'll forget about their vacation fund, or they'll forget about their kids' slush fund. And so they may end up, building up $5,000 or $10,000, but it turns out that actually that money just ends up going to buy their next car, and it really wasn't an emergency reserve at all. So again, to echo what Malia was saying, you want to identify the buckets of excess after-tax cash that you will need for things like emergency reserve, like purchasing a vehicle, so on and so forth. You'll even want to consider things like down payment on a future home. So again, we see this quite often where people will build up an emergency reserve. We're really proud of them. And it actually turns out it wasn't a reserve at all. It was meant to buy their first home or two. And then they go and buy the first home and now they have no emergency reserve. So be ever so thoughtful about what you need to be building up excess after cash for. And the key here is you want to do your best when it's within your control to never be in a position where you don't have a reserve. Okay, so a lot of people want to play with that reserve and actually use it for other things, but then they end up using it and they have no reserve and then they have to tap into their credit cards.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial Online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Sorry about that. CJ, continue on.
No problem. There is this, once you've done all of that and you've considered what the funds are for and that you need to have an emergency reserve at all times, you will occasionally find yourself hoarding cash. So this comes up sometimes. This even came up for me, to be quite honest, when I finally earned enough income to actually plan for my own finances and build up an emergency reserve. I found that I had a year or 2 years or 3 years worth of emergency reserves. And finally, I had to stop and say, there is a level at which it's too much. And here's the reason why. We used to be able to get away with this, right? The baby boomer generation was used to declining interest rates on the bond market and, CDs and money markets at the bank that were paying 3 to 8% a year. So you could really sit on cash at the bank. You could afford to get away with having too much emergency reserve because it wasn't doing that much worse than the stock market. Well, now you've got a very different environment, and that environment is probably going to be prolonged for quite some time, where if you leave money in your bank in a money market, a CD, checking, anything like that, you're earning near nothing and certainly below the inflation rate. Mm-hmm. So our encouragement is, be diligent, number one, in building up reserves and keeping them as reserves. But also, once you've done that and you've mastered the craft of planning for the future, then protect yourself against oversaving. And oversaving is just this notion of having everything in a savings or checking account earning nothing, and you don't have much compounding for you. So again, I almost reluctantly say this because I'd rather people have that problem than not having any savings, but be cautious.
And we'll talk a little bit too about how to handle if your emergency savings is overflowing. Going over the notes, and I love occasionally you guys toss a little quote in there. There's a great one from Warren Buffett that was included in this week's notes about savings. What does he have to say there?
You're right. So Warren Buffett was notorious for saying, don't save what is left after spending. Spend what is left after saving. So the point here, and I hope everybody heard that, the point here is saving should be the first thing you do, not the last thing you do. And they call it paying yourself first. This is what we do with our 401k contributions, right? Before we ever get paid, money goes into our 401k. Well, we would take that a step further. Before you ever spend, put money into your savings account.
And so many of us do the exact opposite of, oh, it's whatever's left over. Then we'll squirrel that away, whereas we're not thinking. And I think Warren Buffett, as always, makes a great point. And CJ, you did a great job also, you know, talking about making sure your money works for you and to pay yourself first. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website. You can check out this week as well as previous week's podcast there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Come back. We'll talk a little bit about what to do if your emergency savings is overflowing. What do you do with that after-tax money? We will do that next, as well as have the Kloss Quiz question of the week as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning about having your emergency savings there for you, what exactly an emergency savings account is. And then the next question is, okay, so I've got that emergency savings. I've got enough to cover emergency expenses. Again, not saving for a car or a home, but it's actually for that unfortunate event that may happen. You know, things happen in life, and I've got a backup plan. Once I reach that point, or once I check it out and kind of have the CJ scenario where I go, oh my goodness, this is overflowing. What do you do next?
What a problem.
Yeah, life is rough sometimes. But what do you do?
You need more children.
Yeah, exactly. let's talk about what we then do with that. That's already tax money, that post-tax money. What do we do with it?
Well, most people would say just go spend it, and that's not what we're saying, okay? So when the savings bucket's filled, you put your retirement contribution in, fabulous. The next idea would be to probably open up an individual or joint investment account, which would be with your after-tax dollars, so that you could invest it and actually have some growth on it. So that would probably be most generally our first suggestion. The other ideas out there, as CJ talked about, you know, there are CDs. We're not necessarily going to recommend CDs with the rates being as low as they are, but other people would put this kind of money into possible CDs. There's just not the liquidity, and that's what we're looking for in most of our investments, is to have some liquidity. You could also open up a money market account, but again, those aren't paying much more than savings these days. There's teaser rates out there, but generally speaking, you're not going to see much growth on that after-tax money. But I think CJ can tell us why it might be nice to have some after-tax money growing for us for the future.
Yeah, so as people are looking at building up too much cash, which again, doesn't happen that often with people, but it happens occasionally, to Malia's point, many times they say, all right, I should go spend more money. Well, truth be told, you head towards retirement, having a bucket of after-tax funds available to you is really powerful. Mm. And the reason is because as you get close to retirement and you start looking at, have I saved enough? Sometimes the answer to that question is, yes, you have saved enough, but with a caveat. And the caveat is, but all of what you saved is pre-tax, so that now when you get into retirement and utilize your funds, you pay income tax on every dollar that comes through the door. And that can be painful and that can be difficult, especially when emergencies pop up in retirement or when you need access to a lump sum of cash. It can be really beneficial to have a bucket of after-tax investments that you are paying a little bit of tax along the way as you're investing. So this would, as Malia just mentioned, this would show up as a joint investment account, an individual investment account, what we call in our industry a non-qualified after-tax investment account. There is no contribution limit. There is no holding period limitation. There's no penalty as you pull the money out because it's not growing tax-deferred or tax-free. It's actually growing on a capital gains taxable basis. So our encouragement would be, consider over time, once you've built up that reserve, You've been smart about debt. You're trying to max out your 401ks. Once you've done some of those other core planning items, then at that point, focus on trying to build up some after-tax investments in a brokerage account.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you want to meet with the folks at Kloss Financial, it's not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Give them a call right now. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because in just a moment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget as well, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. If you missed part of today's show, maybe you missed a previous show, there's a detail there that you wanted to get caught up on, great website, KlossFinancial.com, has the links to all the previous podcasts as well. Again, just get to KlossFinancial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. As of June 2017, the median balance for American households who have a savings account was how much in dollars? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Don't forget, of course, that is the number for Kloss Financial's office. Call that number. You can set up an appointment. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you one. And the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. CJ, Malia, great to see both of you.
Thank you, Sean.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.